everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making date bites, and these are my absolute favorite because these are a great way to energize yourself and fulfill that sweet craving that you have and not feel guilty about anything. So let's get started. Very, very minimal ingredients, and they work out really, really great, really quick to do, and they stay really nice in the freezer. So if you wanna make a couple logs of them, stick them in the freezer and just take them out as you need them, that would be great. We're gonna be using these baking dates, and I know that not everybody will be able to get a hold of this certain baking dates, but I know that most of the grocery stores have baking dates. They might be different consistency, but I've worked with most of them and they work just perfectly fine. This is what I had in the house, so this is what we're gonna be working with. This here is a 13-ounce package, which is 375 grams of baking dates. So we're gonna be using that. We're also gonna be using just a teaspoon of ghee, which is clarified butter. And if you don't have any, you can use butter if you like, which would be perfectly fine. So I'm gonna go ahead, turn my stove on, and then continue. I'm gonna go ahead and add the one teaspoon of clarified butter or ghee in there. You don't need much in this recipe. With these dates, I used to make these with cream and brown sugar, and you know, I started working more with this recipe, and I thought really doesn't need anything more than, you know, making it just really healthy. So with this, we're gonna be using half a cup of pistachios in there. They're whole pistachios. I like using whole pistachios. You could use almonds or you could use cashews, whatever you like. Now, to garnish these, you could use slivered almonds. You could use desiccated coconut. You can use sweetened coconut, or you can use sprinkles, whatever you like. And I will be showing you an end product of different ways that I have decorated my date logs. So I'm just gonna go ahead and empty this in a big frying pan. Now, just one advice I would give you is if you're making these, you know, try and use a little bit of a bigger pan, a wider pan. That way, it's just easier to do, because in the beginning, it's really kind of, I wouldn't say it's difficult, but it's a little bit tedious to work with the dates. And this is what I mean. You see how it just kind of sticks? So what I usually do is just dip my spatula into the ghee, and I'm just gonna try and work it just like that and kind of flatten it. And once it starts getting really nice and warm, it'll be easier to work with. Now, mind you, we're in Minnesota. We're gonna hit minus 30 degrees wind chills tomorrow. So it's extremely cold here, and that's why the dates, just, you know, I took them out. They've been out at room temperature, but it still is pretty cold in the house. So I'm just gonna flatten it like this. And I think it just, for me, it works really easy this way. On the side, I'm gonna go ahead and throw my pistachios in here so they can start getting toasted on the side, just like that. Okay. And then we'll just mix everything together afterwards. And the flatter you get it, it's just, for me, it's just easier to work with. Okay, so next we're gonna need, all we're gonna need is some saran wrap. I've tried this recipe so many times, and I've found this is the easiest way for me to make these. And I usually put this, one of the discs, in Sumaya's lunch or my husband's lunch, and really gives them that midday energy that they need, and gives them that sweet dessert that they need, you know, after the lunch. So now we're just gonna go ahead and mix everything up. Now, mind you, like I said, I like the taste of the pistachios in this, but you could use also cashews or almonds, whatever you prefer. I just love it when I cut it and it just, the green shows with the brown. I just love the color, and the taste is amazing. So see how easy it is now to work with? And I did not stop my video, so I'm sorry if this is gonna, it's not gonna be a very long video, but I just really wanted to show you, because it can be just a little bit tedious if you're doing it for the first time. You just want to cook it for about 2-3 minutes, because if you cook it too much, your bites are going to be tough and they're going to be hard, because the natural sugars are going to be released in the dates, and that's going to harden your the bites up. So you just want to, you know, just keep on doing this. Okay, and if you want to go ahead and add a whole cup of pistachios in it, go ahead. It's perfectly fine. They're just super, super expensive, so I kind of use it a little sparingly. Okay, so this should give me about 2 logs. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to divide the mixture in half and put it into my saran wrap, just like that. I'm going to turn my stove off because I don't want to cook it anymore. And it is very, very hot, so be very, very careful. But I love saran wrap and how easy it makes our lives. So you just want to form it into a log, just like that. Okay. And it doesn't have to be perfect at first, just until you can just get a little bit of it going. Okay. There we go. All right. So this one here, I'm going to go ahead and add my sprinkles on there. And, you know, I don't know who doesn't like sprinkles, but if you don't, like I said, you could use anything else. But Sumaya loves sprinkles. So, you know, I'm just going to throw this on here just like so. And the nice thing to do with this, the best thing to do, I'm just going to go wash my hands real quick. Okay. The best thing to do with the dates is that you want to work with it while it's still warm, especially when you're putting the end part of the garnishes on there, like the, you know, the almonds or the coconut or pistachios, whatever you like, just because it's going to stick really well. So see how it's sticking really well and we're not wasting so much of the sprinkles. Just gonna add a little bit more and just roll it in here. Okay, so it's evenly spread onto our log. And as you can see, we still have some spots here. So I'm just gonna do a little bit more. I'm gonna go ahead and do my next one just like this. I'm going to put these in the freezer for about half an hour, 45 minutes. And the reason why we're going to put them in the freezer is just because they're going to be easier for us to cut. But like I said, see how this one got really nicely coated, because it's really nice and warm and it looks fantastic. So, you know, any of the kids that thinks, ooh, dates, but when they see sprinkles on it, they might even give it a try and actually love it. So you're actually giving them some really, really great energizing snack. So I'm just going to go ahead and cover this up really, really well, just like that, so that none of the freezer smell goes into my log. And you can just shape it as you like. Okay. All right. So I'm done. I'm going to go throw this in the freezer. When we come back, I'm going to show you the different varieties that I have made. So we'll come back in a moment. So I've got my date rolls out of the freezer. And this one's a tad bit softer because I waited just a bit too much. But if you feel like they're soft, go ahead and stick them back in the freezer and they should be fine. Preferably use a serrated knife. That way you're going to get really nice cuts out of it. And you can cut them as thick or as thin as you like them. And as you can see here, that I have used different ways of garnishing these on top. My favorite is the pistachios and the sprinkles. I think they just look absolutely amazing. So let me just go over some ways that you can. And as you can see that I have already been biting and eating these, and you don't feel bad, you don't feel guilty, because they are so healthy for you. So this one here, I used just ground pistachios and I rolled it in there. This one here, I did the shredded sweetened coconut. This one, I just did the slivered almonds that we cut them up. Here, I did some desiccated coconut that was put in different colors. You can see some tiny colors in there. And then, of course, you've got the Sumaya's favorite, the sprinkle ones. So I just did my Gujarati video, and I did do a taste test, and I'm going to do it again because they're absolutely amazing, and they're guilt-free. These are amazing for gifts too. So if you want to give somebody a gift, you can put it in those bags and give these. They're excellent. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great episode. See you then, friends. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can see me here. Hope I can see. Oh.